point that I was trying to bring up is you walk out and at least once you will see somebody, some girl who's just dressed in a way where if you're not even looking there, your preference will still see that body part. And because the clothes they wear is just so tight to their body that you just see it.
You just can't unsee
right.
it.
Right. You can't just kind of unsee it. And I feel like even those little things, it's how our mind works, is it gets like this information and this visual stuff gets, you know, put into our subconscious. And at some point, you might not even be thinking about it. You might not be wanting to think about, but that image comes up in your head. And then the other temptations come in. You know, let me just go on this website, or let me just go on, look at like other women on social media, these type of stuff. And now the matter is whether you give in that temptation or not, and how do you combat that temptation? But the idea is it's still there. It's still there for you to fight it. One of the interesting things that I brought up actually, I don't know if it was on the podcast, but blind, like imagine blind people, right? People that never saw in their life. They don't have a visual, you know, idea or like visual understanding on what that they can be tempted with, right?
Like when sexual body part?
Yeah. Like for example, that, not just that, but like in general, they don't even have any understanding on what anybody looks like, that like the differences in people in terms of, you know, their facial structure or, you know, I don't know. There's nothing really. I don't know. How can
I think,
have it?
I think, oh, yeah. Look, I may be wrong, but I think they have an understanding of what a human looks like and stuff.
No,
you're
no,
saying like
that.
Details, right?
No, I'm saying like the detailed stuff and something to think about.
Okay, okay. I thought you meant like they can't even like,
they can comprehend what somebody may look like because you can draw an image by just speaking to them with words. But
I just made sure you weren't going there. That's
it's right, right. It's just less of a temptation for them. Yeah. Just something that I thought about, which was interesting.
Yeah, I even came across a video, now that you're saying that, coming across a video, somebody talking about a similar thing like that.
What happened? Oh, did it die?
Almost. So good.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, continue.
I didn't want to go off the tangent, but you guys like understand what I'm trying to say. It's so 100%. Obvious.
But I would say to that too, because it's about being modest, right? About dressing modestly.
Yeah.
I would say it's almost like the same thing for how guys, they kind of, it's easy for, oh yeah, a guy's taking a shirt off or something like that. Or guys post the same way on social media, like girls do in a sense. Like they're, guys will show their abs, their body, which it's not like, we look at that as guys, it's like, oh, it's like not as bad.
Yeah.
Because it's normal.
Right.
Right. But what is normal? Right. Because a guy who posts a picture of his body, right, can easily influence a woman to lead to sin.
Exactly.
Same way a girl can post and lead a guy to sin, stuff like that. So
that's why I think it matters doing stuff like that when it's the right times. Like, for example, if I'm in the gym and
it's an intention,
Yeah, so exactly. So well, if I'm in the gym, or like, let's just say we're out playing soccer, right, and it's really hot and I take my shirt off. Yeah, I'm taking my shirt off because it's hot. And like,
there's a reason, right?
There's a reason why you're doing it. But look, if I'm going out and I'm just like, I see these beautiful girls and I just take off my shirt to lead them to be sexually attracted to me because that's the only thing I can offer. Of course, then it's the intention that behind that everything you do. Like if a girl, for example, is working out and they're wearing shorts, like pretty short, but they're working out and that's why they're wearing it. That's not their fault leading me into sin. That's my problem. I shouldn't be looking at them in a sexual way. They're working out, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
come then on. How should they be dressed when they work out is the question.
But look, here's the thing. But if they wear that specific thing for them to then attract, because it's the heart. It matters why you're doing what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Like I can't be like, oh, like girls shouldn't be wearing short shorts in the gym. Because look, I like wearing a shirt that's tight so I can see my muscles when I work out. And you feel good when you see that you're improving and you look good and you have big muscles, right? But does that mean that my intention should never be that just because some person that's, too harshly say, messed up in their mind and takes everything sexually, now I can't do that? So the problem isn't always about that, but it is. But it's
just
not always about
consider.
That. Yeah, it's intention, why you're doing what you're doing. Why, is that girl going to the gym to attract men sexually by wearing that shorts? Or they're just like feeling comfortable working out with them. You know what I mean?
Well, the message.
But it depends how far they go with the clothing too. You can't wear it super tight either and then like expect nothing to play out or something like that, right?
The only thing is, and this is something that I've been kind of battling with myself too, is the understanding. Okay, when you become a Christian, your old self dies and you're born again, right?
Yeah.
You are a new self and now you have a different responsibility on what how you lead people towards God, right? So as a Christian, you are supposed to think about some of the things that you otherwise wouldn't if you were not Christian. Meaning, you know, when even when there's a verse, Jesus Christ saying it is better for a man to be tied with a brimstone on his neck, and be, you know, casted in the sea, than to lead another man into sin.
Yeah.
What he's trying to say is that you have a way more responsibility now as a Christian than to feel good that you see your muscles in the mirror, that you feel comfortable, you know, dressing the way you do, and these type of stuff. And to be honest, I still to this day, you know, wear tank tops and stuff when I work out, stringers, all these stuff. However, it's just something to think about and something to consider within the context of where you are. I'll be honest, I think once you leave the gym, you should consider more dressing, you know, properly when you are, you know, going out into public places. I don't know. It might be too harsh to understand at first, but
I think it's always the intention, you know, like,
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is a,
you personally don't even wear, you know, wife beaters or stringers, nothing.
Yeah,
you always
no.
wear like these type of clothes.
Yeah. Cause I mean, take off my stuff at the end and stuff like that just to see. But, I think one thing is like social media, like where like you can, I post my physique sometimes and stuff. I think it is like the intention. Yeah. But it's also my responsibility to not like, not attract people just to my physique, right? It's not about like just that. It's about character
as
well. Like the who you are and your character as well. It's like I think what you're saying is like, yeah, like you go to the gym, you do this to like kind of feel good and stuff like that. I don't think that's necessarily wrong, but it can be a little bit prideful in a sense and like almost because it's like, oh yeah, I wanna look good and stuff like that. And it's like, do you really? I don't know. I think it's a balance between a little.
It's not that you want to look good, but you want to look at yourself, how good you look.
Yeah.
It can be prideful, but at the same time, my point was different. My point was that, you know, anything that I do that my intention isn't can be taken as a intention of somebody else. They can intentionally
pervert it.
What's it called?
Pervert it, right?
Pervert it, even though I'm not trying to do that. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, for example, I'm at the beach.
Right.
What am I, should I go in the water as clothes? But there could be somebody, even a gay guy looking at me and sexually sitting there. I mean, like kind of leading their own selves to sin, not because of me, but because of their own perverted mind.
Dude, the same thing.
So what do we do in that case?
You don't limit yourself to that extreme. However, what I was trying to say with what you brought up, I completely understand what you're saying, but I just
want to try it down. Of course, I agree.
As Christians, we need to take responsibility on not just how we feel and how we look and how messed up somebody might be and be like, oh, it's their problem. No, we want to make sure that what we do represents
and it's also Christ our problem because they're brothers in Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so we don't want to lead them to sin.
Right. And not everybody's a brother in Christ.
It's the same thing with the people
that we might lead them to sin.
Right.
Dude, it's the same thing with the people about socks, right? The people who comment on our channel about the socks and they don't watch our channel anymore. I can tell because they don't comment anymore.
Thank God.
Right? Thank God for that. I mean, they could still watch, right? But it's the whole thing with the socks. It's like some people are like have this like weird fetish for like socks and feet. And it's like, dude, I'm just trying to walk outside with my shoes on or I'm trying to walk in the park without my socks on. It's just like, I'm not trying to sexually like attract someone with my feet. It's like,
but the world can
pervert it.
So what they're trying to do is sometimes they're trying to make you look bad, even though you're not doing anything wrong. You know, you know what I'm saying? So like I could be sitting at a restaurant and I could be just enjoying myself and somebody can come up to you and tell you something because they don't feel secure about it. I don't know. And make you look like a problem, even though they are the problem. They're trying to shift all this blame on the people that their intention isn't that specific thing.
Yeah.
And now they want to make those guys look bad instead of actually look in within themselves and say, am I getting attracted? Like,
self-accountability.
Why am I getting attracted to this thing sexually? Like when I'm in the gym and I would look at a girl and they're wearing short shorts, I'm not going to be like, her butt is like so fat and stuff. I'm not going to do that because I understand that she's there to work out And she's wearing that for that reason. Just the same way I'm wearing this like tight shirt because I'm working out and it's comfortable. That's what it's made for, at least. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if I'm going out and still wearing this shirt outside of that, just to show off, then of course, then I'm leading another man or another woman into sin. Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it's complicated, but at the same time, it's like, you shouldn't limit yourself to that extreme either when it comes to gym, when it comes to sports, right? If I'm in the sport and that's the uniform that I'm supposed to wear, and now people can, sexualize that?
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
That can also be a motivating factor that, yo, look at this guy. He's checked. He must have put in the work. What can I do to also get there? Like, yeah. You know, there's been people who come up to us in the gym and say, yo, how do you look this good? And then the conversation goes with, you know, your discipline, your meal plans, your workout routine, whatever it might be, the amount of time you've been training. And that gives them motivation, like an actual push for them to also say, if this guy did it, so can I. And let me just learn something from him that I can apply to my life. That is that double-edged sword that somebody can take as a good thing as well as the bad. But that's why our hearts have to be in the right place. Our hearts has to be in the right place. That way when somebody, let's say, comes up and you know, tries to make you feel guilty about it, you don't feel guilty because you know that your intention there wasn't wrong. That person definitely misunderstood that because of their own, you know, perverted thinking or their own misunderstanding of your intention with that type of feeling.